This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, time for us to get together with Michael Harrison, the chief major domo, if you will, at Talkers Magazine to go over the charts for this week, October 9th to the 13th in question. Things going on the News Talk Radio front, News Talk Television as well. The world of conversation about what's going on in the world. And it certainly is a world of trouble, turmoil. I don't want to get too philosophical here, but some of the best talk radio, Michael, is philosophical. It's pondering. It's thinking out loud our deepest thoughts. Sometimes not just about the facts. It's about what people are experiencing. And I will tell you, I've been deeply affected by it. You know how I feel about Israel, how our trip came to my mind this week. We, Michael and I, went to Israel, 10 years? How long ago was it when we went?
It was approximately 16 years ago.
Was it? No.
Yeah, that trip. I've done four trips. I have arranged countless trips for talk show hosts to go to Israel. As a matter of fact, I've been hearing from people thanking me for the trip I arranged for them to go to Israel that I didn't remember sending them to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I was working with the government at that time, bringing talk radio hosts to the Middle East.
Yeah.
And I mean, not even Israel. We also sent people to Saudi Arabia. We sent people to Russia. You remember those days of those trips that talkers did? But
yeah.
I personally went on four. One of them I went with you.
Yep.
And the trip that you and I took to Israel was a very, we called it a fact-finding mission.
Yeah.
We met with leaders of not only Israel, but Palestine. And it was very, very informative. And I'll tell you one thing, and I'm sure you're thinking about this as it relates to not just Middle East news, but all news. When you've been to a place, as opposed to just reading about it or seeing video, when you've actually been to a place and have set foot on the ground, it gives you a whole different insight to the news when it's covered as news. Would you agree that your trips to Israel, I think you've done more than one.
I've done five times.
Yeah,
I've gone to Israel five times. Right. And the first one I took was with other talk hosts that you had arranged. I remember the picture on the cover of Talkers Magazine of me.
Correct.
And the other, there were like a couple dozen, I think, if I remember correctly, who experienced it firsthand. And then I went by myself, and then you invited me to go with you. And then I've been by my, you know, because my friend Uri Geller lives there now, and he invites me over to have his birthday with him every year. And I just love the country. I love the people. I love the experience. I love the feeling, the energy. It's just something unique. And people say to me, but you're not Jewish. And I think, I look at him and I say, so what? I'm not French and I like to go to France. I'm not English, but I go to England. Yeah, that's a silly.
Right. Plus the Middle East is a gathering place for a number of religions.
Well, it's the start. It's where the old city of Jerusalem is where the three major religions all got started.
Right, right, which is part of the stress that exists there. I remember one day you went to Bethlehem.
Yeah,
on your own, with of course our guide, but you went, and that was considered to be a little dangerous. I recall.
Yeah, I remember driving into the place, the church that had been built around. There's this week that Rubens picture they did of the Nativity sold for $16 or $18 million. And I was looking at it, and I was thinking to myself, okay, what did I see when I went down into this little catacomb in this little church? Across the street from it was a mall that had been built, and the buildings were all riddled with bullet holes because there had been a fight there that week. And that's why it seemed dangerous, but I wanted to go because the experience would be a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing.
You're an explorer. You're a wanderer. You've been all over the world. Sometimes I'm amazed at the level of travel that you not only have done but that you continue to do.
Yeah, I think it's what makes you a mature adult, frankly. in many ways. If you see what you said was so perfect as we started here, if you've been there, if you can put yourself there, and that's what I was doing this week, telling the stories about, you know, when you and I actually stood, we came out of that cave on the West Bank. You could throw a stone across on the East Bank, to the West Bank, to the Mount of Olives, to where all of this is happening. And it had just been months before, there used to be a fence that went through Jerusalem that separated the west side from the east side, that kept the Palestinians on one side and the Israelis on the other side. They took it down and put a trolley there. You know, remember the track that was on where the fence used to be? And it just is so sobering to see this stuff going on now. Not only the experience, but what the hell these people are doing. That's more sobering than anything else, and probably we ought to talk about it a little bit. Let me just set the stage for what we're doing, what we usually do here on the countdown. But I think much of our time will be spent on talking about items number 1, 2, maybe 3 to an extent. I will tell you that... let's go through the story list of the people listening, then come back.
Keeping in mind what Doug said, that most of the conversation on talk radio this past week has been about the Israeli-Hamas war. So there are 10 topics, and some tied, actually a couple more than 10, on our list, but most of it has been about the war. At number 10, the new charges against George Santos tied with the UAW strike. At number 9, the California forced treatment law. They're talking about that a lot out there. Yeah. U.S. migrant crisis at number 8, South Carolina redistricting case at 7. At number 6, Kerry Lake Senate bid. At number 5, 2024 presidential race. Number 4, Trump's legal battles. At number 3, the House Speaker nomination. That's getting some conversation. Number 2, the freezing of Iran assets. And number 1, as mentioned, the Israel-Hamas war. The people on the survey at number 10, George Santos. Gavin Newsom at 9, Kerry Lake at 8. RFK Jr. at 7. Number 6, the Republican candidates, a whole array of them. Trump is at 5, Kevin McCarthy. He's still being talked about at 4. Number 3, Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan are tied at 3. Benjamin Netanyahu is at 2, and Joe Biden is at 1. It's a very different week than it was last week and the week before.
Yeah, it sure is. And so when we, because you and I have had these experiences firsthand, I can put myself in that place. You can put yourself in that place. And so, but it feels different because it is such a different place. The energy there is, I was thinking, kind of schizophrenic. I was talking to, you know who Spencer Brown is, one of our colleagues, and he was in Israel when this was going on. So I talked to him on the accompanying hour that we have, the talk radio countdown show, and then we have another hour that goes along with it with some talk hosts that we call the talk radio review. And I had Spencer on talking about his experience last week. He went over and landed as the war began. Stayed in one of the hotels where we had stayed, didn't ever get out of the hotel, spent all of his time trying to figure out how to get out, but still he tells the story about being in the hotel and seeing the missiles flying up over and feeling like they're all, you know, you're there, and the dome knocking the missiles out of the sky. And, you know, the things that that they didn't see firsthand, but that everybody was talking about, with regard to what the Hamas soldiers were doing to the innocents. To have the conversation was kind of chilling.
Oh, yeah, no, it's very real. It's not a faraway fairy tale. It's real. I was in Israel on one of my trips during the recent the uprising or war or outbreak of violence between Gaza and Israel. I think it was Hamas, and stood on a mountain, a hilltop, looking at the war, watching the missiles flying up and back.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it, one of my trips. It took place during a similar situation that Spencer Brown described to you, and I know what it's like to be in the bomb shelter when there's attack, running down the street when the sirens.
That's what he was saying. They go to the bomb shelters in the hotel. He said he went down there four times a day while I was there, the 3 days he was there.
Yeah, it's... It's not good, I'll tell you that.
We don't know here in our country, and I hope that we, God bless us, we never do. These things go on all around the world. Another friend of mine went to Korea, a couple of friends of mine went to Korea this week, and they both experienced the same thing. I'm talking about South Korea.
Yeah.
But they are so closely watched. People that come in to do things in Korea are closely watched by government agents. They just want to make sure who you are when you get there. And then you think about all the other tinderboxes around the world. My God, how do you live a normal life with all this tension, all this fraught?
Well, that's one of the problems that Israeli children face, that they're very anxious because they live with this kind of pressure hanging over them at all times.
Yeah.
You don't get used to it. You suffer all kinds of neurosis.
Psychological, yeah, exactly.
As a result of these things.
Yeah, so. Yeah. All right, let's pause for a couple of minutes and collect our thoughts, because there are other things that we ought to talk about here. But it just seems that we're so close to this. And there's, how can you have sympathy? I guess my question as we go into the break, how can you have sympathy for the Hamas people? I'm going to tell you about something I saw with Cuomo on News Nation when we come back here in a few moments. 18 after the hour. Here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse. Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. Those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. You know, Calitran, it's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss. Healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. That's where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product. Calitran has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the results with it. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy. You've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You, like, all of your numbers start looking better across the board, too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
That's it. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. In addition to all the other great things that we've talked about here, you get free shipping using that. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we have Michael Harrison here as usual. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The stories and the people that have made it this week, and as we both have acknowledged, even my time on the Good Day program has been basically about what's going on in the Middle East. The number two story this week is a focus that a lot of people have stumbled on, and when I say stumble, I'm talking about the explanation, the background, and what went on, how the release, at least in my mind, and a lot of listeners that I am looking at some of the social media commentary, and the essence of us or Biden administration releasing $6 billion in Iranian assets. And the fact that the Iranians say they haven't gotten it yet, or the Biden people say, oh, no, that hasn't really been freed up yet. And yet the story that goes around, it's always a circuit here. It kind of reminds me of COVID and how COVID was transferred by the Chinese government to it was going to go to Tehran so they could use it in a terrorist attack, and got stopped in Italy, that whole thing, that, and where the real problem with COVID began. Well, the same thing is true here. If you follow the logic of who the friends are of Iran, mostly the Taliban and the Afghanistanis, they have, what is it, came out this week, $80 billion worth of U.S. armaments, tanks, you name it, they've got it. We left it there. $80 billion that the American taxpayer paid for. So the circuit, they have money, they have cash, and they used the the Iran assets of $6 billion as sort of a credit, if you will, a guarantee for the money that they sent to Iran that's been used by Hamas to attack Israel. Does that make sense? Am I telling that story? Did you follow? Does it make sense?
Yeah, I follow it, but it makes sense only because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's hard to make sense of something that's nonsensical.
Yeah.
But, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it goes all the way back to Dwight Eisenhower warning us against the military-industrial complex.
Yep.
A lot of Americans made a lot of money and continue to do so by the existence of war. And what happens is ultimately you don't know where your dollars are going to support or to fight against the enemy.
Well, that's the whole thing with the Ukrainian thing. The Republicans want some answers, and they're not really getting them. And so all of this huzzarai with the House Speaker nomination, which is number three on the story list this week, some of it ties around or is wrapped around aid to Ukraine, which the Ukrainians are begging us to, you know, follow up on, and we're not, because there's no leadership. And I'm not sure it's not a bad thing, really, because a lot of questions are coming up about where this stuff's going, and there aren't answers to those questions. If you want help, you got to be able to answer. You got your hand out. Okay, what's the answer to our question? Well, we'll let you know. No, it doesn't work. It isn't working. Does that give the Russians more of a chance? I don't know. This is the 20th, almost 21 months of the Russians being in Ukraine. That's not on the list this week for the first time in a long time. But, you know, this, the disruption, if you will, of the world. Where the hell are we going? I guess that's... I want to know where my grandchildren are going to be and what they're
going to
be doing.
Where are we going? Maybe there's that old cliche or that old saying, we're going to hell in a handbasket.
Are we really? I hope not.
I don't know. Maybe we're in a handbasket.
Did your father get philosophical? My father was not a great philosopher, but he did say as he was getting older, the world's going to hell, and I'm glad I'm not going to be around to see it. That 40 years later.
That's a very interesting thing you just brought up.
Yeah.
You worry about the next generation. You worry about children.
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll continue on with this conversation. Pretty serious strains of thought here this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The United States and Qatari governments are halting a deal that would have granted Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid.
Iran was going to have access to the money as part of a prisoner swap last month. However, U.S. officials now believe Iran might have been partly responsible for the Hamas attacks in Israel. President Biden faced pressure from lawmakers on both sides to stop the money from being used, and on Thursday was reported that the deal was frozen.
I'm Dave Collins.
And speaking of money, Americans owe a record-breaking $688 billion in unpaid taxes from their 2021 returns, according to the IRS. To prevent a recurrence, the IRS plans to increase audits and enforcement measures, particularly targeting high-income taxpayers. Over $540 billion of this unpaid sum is attributed to underreported income. The remainder stems from individuals who either failed to file returns or neglected to pay their tax obligations. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, not that they aren't all important, but this week it feels like it's more important. I asked my Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, as he usually is, to go through the stories of the people in our discussion about the reality, the impact of some of these stories and things that are going on in the world of talk radio and talk television, news talk radio. I asked my daughter yesterday how Miles, who's my grandson, you have a grandchild, the world as they know it doesn't really include this, and we were both thankful for that. I said, does Miles have any questions about what's going on? And Megan said, no, he's not. They don't talk about it in school, and they don't seem to be aware of it, which is appropriate for an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old. They ought not to be brought into this because they're children. And yet there are those who say, well, look at what's happening to the children over there. Should children be aware of it? And I still say no. There's not any reason for children to be aware of the beheadings, of the killings, of the monstrous activity and intent of Hamas. Do you think I'm wrong or right?
Well, I think you're right. I do think we have to educate our children about what's going on.
At what age?
But young children like that, to scare the hell out of them.
That's what it does. Yeah.
I mean, and make them, you know, as I said earlier on the program, for people just tuning in, the children in Israel, and I'm sure the children in Gaza are terrified. They grow up with all kinds of neurosis, not just during these type of things, but when they happen. You also brought up something in the last segment about the people of these places. This is the average person is a victim on all sides. You know, you talk about Hamas, they're pretty dastardly bunch of bastards, without question. But the children and the families and the people that are being collateral damage in this is pathetic. And yet, what are you going to do? You know, you have to. This is going to require a rewiring of the human nervous system to get out of the syndrome of the people, the innocent people of the world, whether they're Ukraine or they're Russian young men being called in to fight or any of the wars. Innocent people are dying. These are not soldiers. These are not politicians. Do you remember when you were in Israel? Every time you went, you must have noticed that the day-to-day people in the marketplace and the streets were people of all nationalities, Palestinians, Israelis, working together.
I bring this up all the time. The old city of Jerusalem has merchants that are Christian, Jews, and Muslims all working together in the same small confined areas. You and I talked, and so did I on a couple of other occasions, with youngsters who were going to school. We had a Palestinian. We had, we had a Muslim, a Christian, and a Jew. They were in a school. They were, I think, like freshmen or sophomores in high school, and they're talking about their friendship, and they don't really understand what all of this is about, frankly. And there is that. The more, those are the stories that don't get told.
No.
Actually are the right stories to be telling, because all this stuff, remember, this goes back to Arafat, and when he was running Hamas, and this is, over the past 50 years or so, because the State of Israel has been in existence since 1948, and these people want to blame, they want to just have a way to make money. That's all these people, leaders. Arafat, when he died, left $5 billion to his wife who lived in Paris. How the hell did this guy, who grew up with nothing, he get $5 billion? And
in the places that these people govern, they don't build hospitals, they don't build roads, they don't build schools. The people live in poverty and they live in desolation. These terrorist groups are not interested in building any kind of infrastructure or culture.
It's not to their interest.
And they used to attack the Jews in that region before Israel was even created.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily political. It's just plain hatred. And,
cutting off the head of a snake. Does it ever resolve itself? And if it doesn't, what does that say about humanity?
What the issue is. The issue is, the enemy, we are the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Here's an example. There were a couple of big fights on college campuses this past week. Again, didn't get a lot of focus. There was a big to-do in Florida on a campus. And then there was the whole business in Cambridge, Mass, at Harvard, where there was an eruption. There were three dozen Harvard student groups who were blaming, the protest was against Hamas, and most of the time they don't even know, even for college students, they really aren't aware of who Hamas is, how it works. They're just protesting. So there's a lot of blowback because some student groups rented a truck, and they were driving around Harvard Square with signs on the side of the truck, and they had they had one of those megaphones. They were sharing images of the students at Harvard who were affiliated, allegedly, with groups that were supportive of Hamas. And if you don't think that in Cambridge, Massachusetts, stirred the pot, with the Semites on one side, the anti-Semites on the other side, and this truck driving around making all this noise, and people wondering, what in the world is this about?
It's ugly.
It's ugly, yeah. It is, and the people in Harvard, they're running there. What do they do about it? They're not on the campus. They didn't do this on the campus. They did it driving around Cambridge. And it's just, but there's not a lot of examples in a lot of college towns around, not only our country, but around the world, who are going through this. And then I ask myself, who there in an institution like Harvard would ever have, they don't have any intellect? What qualifies them for being a student at Harvard if they don't see the forest for the trees?
Wow. This is one of the major problems of this modern era, is having some type of a reasonable understanding among old people as to what basic truths are. Yeah. You know, as it says in the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident. If we don't hold certain truths to be self-evident, where we can't decide whether the color red is red or blue or up or down, then how can we ever have sanity? Mm-hmm. Even if we're all wrong, if we all at least have a basic comprehension of something on the same page, it's less chaotic than just total, absolute, you know, complete and total breakdown in reason. So,
are you talking about the House of Representatives? Or are you talking about Israel?
I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about answering your question of how do people get into Harvard if they're so damn stupid.
Yep.
You know, well, how do people get into the House of Representatives if they're so damn stupid?
Right, exactly. Now, here we go. It's number three this week on the story list at Talkers. You can get these, by the way. The lists are always published at Talkers.com or GoodDayShow.com. Here's Steve Scalise, who drops out of the race. Kevin McCarthy is not there, but maybe he should be. You got Jim Jordan, who took the pipe because he apparently let some things happen when he was a coach that are now just coming out. I don't know why they didn't come out when he was running, but that kept him from getting enough votes. So here we go, around and around in the complete discourse, or discord, you know, just another. And the hatred, listen to these people talk about each other. Talk about, never mind Israel and Hamas, these Republicans and Democrats, the basic disdain they have for one another. How do we ever find civility with that being that's the standard here now in our country?
Well, now the Republicans have disdain for each other.
Yeah, right.
The problem is the House is not Democrats and Republicans. The problem of the House is Republicans and Republicans.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It is crazy.
You know,
have we gone too far?
Yes,
I mean, look at all the unrest.
We've gone crazy.
The strikes, you mentioned number 10 this week is the UAW strike. Look at the actors' strike. That's continuing. They had a big blow up and they swore at each other and they left. And they haven't set another meeting with each other. There's that.
Let's step back now and look at the big picture. This garbage has always been going on in the human condition. This is you were talking about. You know, are things getting better? You mentioned your father said that he's happy he's checking out before he's checking all this stuff out.
Right. Yeah.
And what kind of a world are we leaving to our children? And you hear people say, I don't want to bring any children into this world. And you know, all of that makes sense. All of it is understandable. But all of this is the way it's always been. Mm-hmm. Look at the world as the build up to World War II happened, and Hitler and that Nazi machine marching across
the Roman
Europe.
Empire.
The Roman Empire,
Genghis
Khan, we talk about the Holocaust, which is a terrible thing, but you know, there have been genocides of many, many different sizes
groups.
And styles and groups all the way back to the beginning of time. We kill each other.
The Japanese that were interned in California before or during World War II, look at the way the Chinese were treated when they came over here to work on the railroads. They can find, again, slavery in general.
Joseph Stalin killed 40 million of his own countrymen.
Yeah.
What kind of minds, what type of souls can live with themselves being responsible for the death of so many people?
Yeah.
By making their decisions, do they think they're God? Do they believe their missions on this planet are higher than, you know, what makes sense?
If we get to I'm chuckling about this. Trump is on the people list at number five this weekend. So he takes off on Netanyahu.
Personal.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got a personal beef with Netanyahu. That's more important to Trump. Trump's personal relationships with people supersede whatever responsibility as a world leader or a thought leader he has for the bigger picture. He judges everything by how people treat him.
Yeah. I would like to have more attention, please, on the baseball playoffs. Is there a way we can get to that?
Are the
Red Sox aren't in it this year, so it doesn't make any difference.
The Red Sox are not in it. The Yankees are not in it. The Mets are not in it.
Who are these teams?
The Braves have lost. I mean, you know, who's in it? I don't mean that, folks, you know, because I know we're listened to. Well, you know, it's very dangerous on national radio to express preferences.
That's very true. Then we have the good news. Somebody in California is a lot richer because he won the Powerball, $1.7 billion. So he's had a good week, whoever that person is.
Don't you love the stories how people's lives go turn to, you know, to you know what?
By winning lotteries.
I wish I had that problem.
Yeah, I know. Don't we all? Yep. All right. We'll continue along this line with conversation. Stephen J. Wiseman. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is up next here on the Talk Radio. By the way, there is a Michael Harrison interview. I don't want to give that soft shrift because the guy you've interviewed, even though a lot of people won't know who he is, very interesting human being.
Right. MHinterview.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List from Talkers Magazine. At number 10, George Santos. At number 9, Gavin Newsom. At number 8, Carrie Lake. At number 7, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. At number 6, pretty much a whole potpourri of candidates from the Republican side. Donald Trump is number 5. Kevin McCarthy, number 4, Jim Jordan, and Steve Scalise sort of tied for number 3. Neither one of them is going to be in that slot. Benjamin Netanyahu, number 2, and Joe Biden, number 1. I would, if it were me and I put this list together, I'd probably flip those two around. But anyway, these are all important, and so they occupy our time and discussion time on news talk stations all around the country. That's why we have this list. So that's the scoop. You got it. You can find it. The reference is at both talkers.com and gooddayshow.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, that's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you, and coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com, check out what the special is, and you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an afterpay available on the website, and then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and save big, you want to call us. Our number's toll-free, 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. It's the week of October 9th to the 13th. Doug Steffen here with the stories that we have posted both on gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. At number 10, the UAW strike and all the other strikes that are going on around the country. Number 9, the forced treatment law that was passed in California. Number 8, the border crisis, migrants, and the focus. A redistricting case in South Carolina has gotten a lot of attention. That's number 7. The new charges against Congressman Santos, number 6. Presidential race is number 5 on the list. Trump and all that. I haven't heard a lot of talk about Trump this week, actually. It comes in at number four. What has gotten a lot of attention, the top three here, what's going on with the speakership in the House of Representatives? That still seems to be kind of up in the air. Iran and their assets freeze at two, and the war in the Middle East is number one, according to the folks at Talkers. In the face of all of this stuff going on, there still is a way to have a good time. For a good time, call Doug at 800-419-DOUG. Does that sound silly or simplistic? You know, we all need to get our head someplace where it's better off than it might be most of the time. So why not spend a couple of free nights in Las Vegas? A lot of people have a great time thanks to 541 Travels. Is it the best thing for everybody? I don't know. You got to check it out. You won't know until you actually check it out. So check it out, 800-419-3684 for those free nights in Las Vegas. That's the story. I'm Doug Steffen. It is now 10 minutes for the hour here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney, our friend, our confidant, somebody who helps me understand a lot of the issues, especially when it comes to the legal battles. We've talked a lot about Trump, certainly. He's number four this week on the story list. But I want to spend as much of our time as we can here, Steve, talking about the situation, not just necessarily in the war, but what's happening with the scams. Because you have this website, scamicide.com, that is aimed at helping people save themselves from themselves, in a manner of speaking. I mean, yeah, we all want to help. And there are people on every corner that are trying to raise money. There are TV ads for people that want to support Israel. And so how do you not get caught in that age-old trap of getting money that doesn't go anywhere?
You know, and in the 10-plus years that I've been doing Scamicide, time and time again, we've had, you know, major events of shootings and natural disasters, quite frankly, none at this level of the Hamas attack. And people reach out, and the scammers are the first responders. Incredibly enough, they are there. And the problem is they're going to contact you by text message. They're going to contact you by phone, even if you're on the federal do not call list. charities are exempt, so legitimate charities can call you. They're going to do it on social media. And now with AI, they're going to be having videos on social media that can be looking legitimate but are entirely made up. The bottom line is it's not a hard thing to figure out because you absolutely can't trust any of those communications. So if you see something that appears to be legitimate or an entity or a charity that appears to be legitimate, what you do is you take that name and you go to a website called charitynavigator.org. It's free. And you put in the name of that particular charity, and what will come up will be a couple of things. It will tell you, first of all, if it is legitimate and how to contact them, because sometimes scammers pose as the legitimate charity, but when you send the money, you're not sending it to them. And the other thing, as you and I have discussed many times, they will show you with these charities, the so-called legitimate charities, how much of what is collected is going to the charitable purpose and how much is going to line the pockets of the people who are running it. So that's really your best bet. You can't trust any kind of communication you get. But if you want to help, that's the way you can reach out.
Our heart is in this, and you got to use your head when your heart's wrapped around stuff. All right, also this week, the Federal Trade Commission has come up with a new set of rules that are going to help those of us who pay our phone bill and feel like we've gotten screwed, or an airline ticket because there's taxes and fees and all this other stuff. So what's the real aim here, and how will people see the results of what the FTC has done?
They will. And then there's a little twist that didn't get as much coverage that I'm glad you brought this up. This is the Federal Trade Commission has a great deal of authority when it comes to making rules for really just about every kind of business as far as what is unfair and deceptive trade practices. That is that broad kind of law that we have that allows them to make specific regulations. And who of us, like you mentioned, with your phone, or we've seen a lot of this with ticketing to events like Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God,
or whatever.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know, suddenly, boom, all of these extra fees, hotels, apartment rentals, car rentals, every kind of business will have these little hidden fees. You see what looks like what you're going to pay, and then at the bottom, whoa, where did this come from and being hidden? So now this FTC rule will ban these junk fees. It will be a civil rule, so there will be civil penalties as well as refunds to customers. I'm sure there'll be class actions where a lot of lawyers will be making money, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
But, spoken like a true lawyer, yes, right.
The flip side of this, and here again, you know, how do you know the lawyer is lying and it's, his lips are moving?
Right.
So there hasn't been a lot of pushback from this, which is kind of interesting. But one place it was is car dealerships, and God knows how many extra fees get in there. The car dealers are saying this law should not apply to us, that there are separate motor vehicle dealers trade regulation rules which should make them exempt from this. And, you know, as we say in Boston, good luck to you and the Red Sox. What a just a bold-faced way of lying, saying, no, we want to try and still hit you with those fees. But this, it'll take a few months to get into effect. Somebody's going to have to really get banged for the rest of businesses to see it. But I think this is, you know, in the midst of so much bad news, this is good news for the
public. Hopeful news. Right, good. All right, there's our lawyer, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, here, reviewing a couple of very important things, aspects of the war and aspects of your life, here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.